I can give you here on Ian Bays. So you took a look at the Ravid?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Ravid in Shita Mikubetza says like this. What does it mean, Ein l'shchita el l'besof? Pirush. Davar she'eno ne'esar ki im b'shvil shem shchita. That's the question. When you have something that is, when you have something that is usher because of the shem shchita, like chulin she'nishchitu bazar, she'enam ne'esarim el b'nei shem zvicha, damrinan ki yirchak mimcha hamakom v'zavachta mibekarcha. So that's the drasha that the chulin bazar is also. But it's tied to the shem zvicha. Eino nesar ad gemar shchita. Oval she'eino nesar b'shvil shem shchita. So what happened there? Elim epnei iser. She'eino nesa b'shvil shem shchita. But let's say something is not awesome because of the shem shchita. Elevne iser acher, but for a different iser, afilu b'koldu nami mitzah. Kigon shochei lavod azara, damrinan leil, kevin deshochet b'porta asra. V'chein adin l'shochet b'chutz. She'eino nesar ella b'shvil shem shchita. So he's trying to differentiate between this and the case of shchita lavod azara. That's what I told you before. On the Gemara of on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara said by the shchita l'avodah zarah, so the Gemara says amay mechayev shochi l'avodah zarah kevin deshochat ba porta asra idach isuri hanahu velo demariko tovach. So the Rav is saying that's not that's that totally on the machlokas of yesh nala shchita mischita v'esof or ein ela v'esof, because that's not an iser because of a shem shchita. That's an iser of avoda zara. So that's why I'm saying that when Rashi, that's what's difficult about that Rashi over there, because Rashi says over there he says that the Gemara is assuming. But that's difficult to say that literally is to interpret that Rashi literally. That's why we tried to avoid that. But all the other Rishonim agree over there that like the Ravid would seem that's not totally on the din of Shchita. Like Tosus, if you lamandam ain l'shchita ella b'sof ne'esaras b'porta kama, she iser tali b'maisa v'lo b'shchita. So that's the same thing. So in other words, in terms of the maisa, it is a maisa of shchita, but it doesn't have the shame shchita unless it's attached to the matir that the shchita is bringing about. Okay. Now. Well, that's just a little bit. That's just a smaller point. But let's take the next. Let's take the Tosa. This gets complicated now. All right, go ahead. Let's try the Tosa. E yesh no shchita b'shchita v'esof. So Tosa says, look, why? He says, you can't ask a question on yesh no shchita b'shchita v'esof from the very iser of shchutei chutz and chulin bazar. You can't ask the following question. How is it possible to say that you'll be chayev on shchutei chutz or chulin bazar if there's shchita mitzchili v'yad sof? Because once you start the shchita, then it all becomes aser. And once it all becomes aser, now you're just mechatech offer ba'alma. That's not a good question. Even though you can't say, to get out of that problem, you won't be able to say that maybe you're chayev just in the first part. Because, like we said later, like he's going to explain soon, Kevan de'ein, okay, that's he's going to explain soon. In other words, he says in the next Tosos, if you're niskalkel in the end of the Shechita, then nothing in the beginning counts. So you can't get out of the problem. He's saying like this, saying, don't, there is no question, there's no proof from the fact that there's a chiyuv of Shechutei Chutz, for instance, that Shechita must be basof. What would the proof be? You'd say, I'll prove to you that Shechita can't be mitzchila b'atzof from the very fact that you're chayav on Shechutei Chutz. Why? This is all what you can't say. Because if Shechita started at the beginning, right, then it would become asur right when you start. And if it becomes asur right when you start, then the rest of it doesn't have the shame of a real Shechita anymore. It's like just cutting dirt. It's all asur b'ano. And if it's just cutting dirt, then you can't be chayav for a Shechita. And maybe you'll tell me I'm chayav for the first Shechita that I did when I started before it was asur. That's also not true. Because once the Shechita is destroyed in the end, then there's no tchila anymore. So why don't I say that? Why don't I use that as an argument? I'll say, I'll prove to you, Shechita must be only at the end. Because if it were at the beginning, the whole thing would self-destruct. The whole chiyuv of Shechutei Chutz would self-destruct. Now where is this idea of Mechatech Ba'afar Ba'alma come from? Right? So let's just take a quick look in the Chulin. It's a phrase. I just want to be familiar with where it's with how it's used. Okay. So this really was more connected with the last sugya, but I just had more mercy on you then not to go through this at that time. Let's take a quick look over here. It's a very interesting Gemara. Mem Amud Aleph says like this. I was trying to figure out over here if you can aser somebody else's animal by a maisa of avodah zarah. Okay. So the Gemara wants to say that Om Rav Huna Haisa Behema Schavera Ravutza Lifnei Avodah Chavim Kevin Sheshachat Basimin Echad Asra. Yeah. So he says, in other words, if someone else's behema is in front of the Avodah Zarah, it's crouched in front of the Avodah Zarah. I just question why he says it's crouched. And you did you shechted one simen, which is not a full ma'isa shechita. That's just the beginning of the shechita, essentially. Then the animal becomes asur. So he says, and he holds like Ula, Amar Rav Yochanan, afal pi she'amru ha'mashtacha ve'le be'mas chaveru lo asra. Even though we hold ein adam osur dover she'en shelo, basically, so if a person were to bow down to his friend's behema, he wouldn't be able to make it an avodah zarah, an asur b'ano. But that means a maisa of just avodah and designation is not in the hands of someone who's not the owner. Correct? But asur b'maisa asra. But if there's some reality to what you did, now as you killed it, then it becomes asur mishum avodah zarah. So the Gemara is saying that Ula, that Rav Huna is in support, is in line with that proposition of Rav Yochanan. That even though in general we say that Ein Adam Oser Dover Shein Shalo, Amishtachav Elabeim Eschaver Olo Osra, can't make it into a Nevad if it's somebody else's, but also b'maisa is going to be aser, even to the even lehedjo rashes. Now it'll have a full identity of a takrovus of avodah zarah, okay, and it'll be aser b'ano, even though it's not his. Okay, all right, that's sensible. Now here's the problem. The Gemara is like this: Eisve Rav Nachman the Rav Huna. Okay, it's a complicated Gemara, but let's just try to get the first the main point of it. So like this. Ready? Here's a good case. Hashochet chatas bishabbos Bichutz Lavodazar.
Did everything wrong.
Okay, so what are the Yisurim here? Three Yisurim. One Yisur is Shabbos. One Yisur is obviously Avodazara. And one Yisur is Shchutei Chutz. Okay, so it says Chayav Shalosh Chataos. Okay. Yeah. Now, why is it specifically a chatos? Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that now. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Shalosh chatos b'shogeg. So what is he going to get? He's going to get Shabbos.
As opposed to
what? An ola. Just a carbon. Just saying a carbon. Why is it specifically it was an animal that was designated as a carbon chatos? For shchutei chutz.
That's what it says?
Yeah. It says hashochet. Chatas. Bishavas. Bichutz. Lavosh Chob. What's the matter?
9 p.m. Chatas Yechiv. For doing. Like your own edge. For doing these
things. He's Chayev Sholosh Chatos.
Right.
But what did he do? He shechted a carbon Chatas. All we need is a shchutei chutz. Why does it have to be a chatas that he shecht the bachutz? Okay. So we chayev mishum Shabbos, mishum shochet kodshim bachutz, and mishum avos kovim. Sheshloshton bikaris. So he'll get three chatas.
Is this a czar?
Umishum mekalkel o miftar b'shabbos. So why don't you say that it is a maisa of mekalkel on Shabbos? So why should we chayev for maisa malacha? So he says no. Shere misakinahu etzel b'nei Noach sheiver menachai osur lohem v'chatas ki shochti l'shem b'ilam dover she'eno shelo havi. And when a guy knows, what does this have to do with our question of dover she'eno shelo? So he's saying comes down because it's a chatas or any carbon really. D'shel gavoa havi. So we want to know for the Avodah Zarah problem. We're just trying to figure out, I'm taking a carbon, which is not considered mine, it's considered somebody else's, because it's Shel Gavoa, and I am going to make it, and then you're going to be Chayev for Avodah Zarah. Okay.
Right, because
what's the Gemara's question? So it's like this. V'i omert kevin sheshochat bo simen echad osra. Now you're telling me that this is what Rav Huna said. He said, once you shechted one simen, then you already accomplished Avodah Zarah, and you osered your friend's behema with one simen, right? So then, ashchutei chutz lo mechayev. That's the Gemara's question. Let's say you have a combination of avodah zara and shchutei chutz. You take a carbon. Forget about Shabbos. We don't need to worry about Shabbos. Let's drop Shabbos out of the question for a minute. You take a carbon and you shecht it b'chutz l'avodah zara. Right. So the Gemara is saying the carbon is not yours. It's not considered your property. And you're going to be doing avodah zara to something that's not yours, right? If you're going to tell me that a maisa of avodah zara, not like just mishtachaveh, but a real maisa to the animal, makes it aser b'hana, even a small maisa makes it an aser b'hana, so then how could the brisa say that you'll be chayav shchutei chutz and avodah zara? It's a contradiction. Once I did a maisa of avodah zara, then the animal becomes aser b'hana, and therefore the Gemara is saying I should no longer be chayav for shchutei chutz. Why? Mechatech ba'ofarhu. That's our quote. Let's see Rashi. The kevan de ne'asar mishum avodas kochavim. Poka shame kodshim mino. Vinasis shel avodas kochavim. V'afra v'alma hi. V'su lo mechayev alei mishum shchutei chutz. So it doesn't mean really it's not really like it's afra, but it means to say that it is removed from, once it becomes nesar mishum avos kochavim, he's saying it's poka shem kod shemino. It's interesting.
Why would you say it's removed from Rishus?
Well, that's what he's saying. It's like being removed from Rishus of Kachim. Right? And it becomes Shel Avos Kochavim. So now he shouldn't be Chai for the rest of the Shechita for Shechut Echotz. Take a look at. So that's what Rashi says. He says it's only going to be a problem because it's not. Because it becomes Avodah Zarah. And is removed from Kudshim. But take a look at Tosfos over here, our Tosfos, and Ayin Aleph on the days, quickly. He says, when the Gemara says, by the Shochel Avodah Zarah, right? So it says, Kevan de Shochel Vapurta Osra Idach Isuri HaNohu Velo Demari Katovach. So it's a little strange. Now, it's both Gemaras are discussing a case where you did a Shechita L'Shem Avodah Zarah, right? And our Gemara says, what's the problem going to be? The problem is going to be that doesn't belong to the original owner. And the Gemara in Chulin says the problem is he's going to be considered to be cutting dirt. Right? So Tosa says, Vim Tomer, Valama li taima delo kamare shach, delo demare kashacha, typically dein ze zvicha, de machatech buffer ba'almahu, kidam rinubar shochet, gabi shochet, chatas ba shabbos b'chutz. Lavo Azara. Chayev Shlosha Chatos. Upore Hashkute Chutzloli Chayev Mechatech Ba'afarhu De Asra Bishchita Purta Lavo Azara. So, in other words, Tosus is almost bothered by the same problem. By the way, the Gemara's answer over here in Chulin is like the answer over here that he had in mind for Avodah Zarah in the very end. So, it wasn't Avodah Zarah until the end. But if it was Avodah Zarah in the beginning, so then there's a question. How come in Chulin it says it's like it's offer? Meaning to say it's not a Maisa Shechita. And in Bava Kama it says it is a Maisa Shechita, but it's not a Maisa Shechita of the guys. Right? Tosfos is also bothered by that Lashon of offer. Offer implies it's not even a Maisa Shechita. It's like it turns into dirt when you start. Now you can't say you're doing a Maisa Shechita. You can say a shechita sheina ruya la shechita, but cutting dirt is not shechita. The animal is considered like offer once it becomes nasa avodah zarah. So Tosfos is bothered. How come in Chulin it describes it as not a maisa shechita once you get started? That the remainder is not a maisa shechita at all. And in Bava Kama, all it says is it's not a maisa shechita of the original owners, which implies it is still a maisa shechita. So which is it? Correct? So he says, by the way, that would seem to explain why Rashi said it's a tikkun for Eivor Min HaChayit to Ben Noach, because you don't need a Ma'aseh Shechita for that. So he says, V'yesh lomar, dehosam nami lo poruch, ele mishum deboi ru'uya lepesach o'ol moed. Now it's really over there, the question is, the animal has to be ro'oi. In order to be chayiv on shechut echutz, it has to be ro'oi lepesach omoid. V'kevan de ne'esra b'shechita purta su lo chozi lepesach omoid. So he also seems like he's learning a little bit more like Rashi. It doesn't really mean it's offer ba'alma over there. It means to say, in order to be chayiv on shechut echutz, the shechita has to be done to something that's ro'oi Lavo lifnim. It has to be, in order to be chayev on shchut echutz, the thing you're doing shchita to has to be roi to be brought lifnim. Because the shchita, shchut echutz, is that you're removing it from a shchitas pnim. If it's not roi for shchitas pnim, you're not going to be chayev on a shchitas chutz. Right? So here he's saying that what does it mean it's ofra ba'alma? It doesn't really mean it's all it means is That once, that what? That once you begin the shechita and it becomes asur b'hanah, then you can't be makrivit anymore b'fnim. Yeah, but why can't I be chayav for the beginning, Maisa? So then what's his question? So then what's his question of you? Yeah, aratosis. Right, so what's aratosis' question? He says, you'll say, you mean now it's no longer roi lavo lefnim? Ve'idach mechateich ofer ba'al mahu. Okay, so let's take his interpretation. Now, why can't you say you'll be chayev on the first part? You don't need to be chayev. In other words, if I did miksas b'fnim and miksas b'chutz and miksas b'fnim, I'll be chayev. I don't have to do that. There's no gzeres akos that has to be kulo b'chutz. So any amount will be. So he wants to say no, because if you look at the next tosos, he wants to say that. See, so the next tosos. Kika mechayev ahu porta mechayev tema kevin de sofa shchita poseles ein lo les chayev aporta kama afil mandam yeshna shchita mitchil v'ad sof. So if you really hold, even if you hold yeshna shchita mitchil v'ad sof, but if the sof is puzzle, then even the beginning is nothing. Kida mashma beperek beiz dechulin de parach me'ahi de ir b'psul b'shchita. Bain kodem psula, bain lacha psula, ein metama begadim, beazosa, ein metama begadim. So that's a case where you're doing the paraduma. So the Gemara says, the one who does the shechita on the paraduma is metame, his begadim are tame. Okay, but if there's a psul in the shechita, then your begadim are not tame. Whether you were the one who was involved before the psul or after the psul. You don't say, well, when I started the shechita, it was a shechita paraduma, and then after the psul, you don't say before the psul, you still consider it to be a shechita paraduma. Once the psul occurs, the whole thing is considered nothing, as opposed to hazah, kodem psula metamo abigadim. La'acha psula ein mitamo abigadim. Right. So that's the difference over there. That's a good illustration of what I was trying to express yesterday. That the hazaos are considered different. That's a shear of hazaa. So the first, so the hazaos is not, there's no question of yesh la hazaa mitchila v'yatsof or ein la hazaa el l'besof. The hazaa is the maisa of taharas. That is the maisa itself. So when he gets the, when he has the, even if there's a psul in the middle of the hazaa, he's considered to have been osik and hazaa the whole time. So the guy who did the first hazaos will be tami. The last guy will not. It just didn't, he didn't finish the shear of the hazaos, but he did a maisa of hazaa. So he says, the e omrat yeshna shchita b'chiv yatsof niflug nami b'shchita so. So that's the Gemara's kasha. U'mashani niskalkal b'shchita kamrat kevin the niskalkal b'shchita l'besof igloi milsulam afreya de meikar lav shchita he klal. So that's what the Gemara says. Even if you hold yeshna shchita b'chiv yatsof, but the whole shchita is one maisa that produces the heksher of the animal. So if you see that in the end is a kilkel, then lemafreya, it turns out the whole process was nothing. So then you don't say, the point is, the guy who goes yesh l'shchita mitchil v'yatsof, it's not that he holds it's like a process of building a house brick by brick. He agrees it's not. That's hazos. Hazos is when you accumulate a shir of hazos, then you have the tahara. But the Tara really is from, the Maisa of the Hazaos done seven times. It's not
it's not like one qualitative unit of Hazal that's built up. And then it turns out he was subject to the qualitative. No, Hazal is a discrete process. Parsha, 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 Sefer. That's it. It's discrete entities. It's not one Maisa done. That is one quality of Hazal that emerges after seven Hazals. It's seven discrete actions of Hazal. So if a guy did the first three and then he failed to complete it, he would be, you can't say he wasn't involved in the Maisa of Hazal. He was. He didn't get the Kiyum. Didn't have the Kiyum. It never resulted in the Kiyum. But the Kiyum comes about from the Maisa coming to completion. The Maisa didn't come to completion. Didn't say he didn't do the Maisa. He has half of the accumulation of results that are necessary. But by Shechita you don't have that. Okay.
I mean, also when he's doing the Shechita Spechutz, isn't that he has Das.
So therefore he says, Va'oso kilkul mefarish Rabbeinu Tam, the lav dafka niskalkula biguf hashchita. It doesn't mean that he messed up the maisa shchita. Ela afilu niskalkula ayidei malocha she'osa b'shas shchita. Dumyo di'ira b'psul b'hazo'osa. D'mayri b'psul malocha. So let's say he does something extraneous. That's a psul let's say a malacha was done with the animal. So that disqualifies it. Nilav hachi akati tikshi lo. Okay, fine. So he says, Alma mashma hasam afil amandam yeshin l'shchita mitchili v'yatsof kishiire psul be'emtza ein techilas hashchita shchita. So he wants to try to use that for his question in the shchutei chutz. So what do you say? You'll say, he starts out the shchita b'chutz. And what happens? So now, the shchita of shchitas chutz becomes possible. Why? Because the shchita of shchitas chutz requires an animal that's roi bifnim. In the middle of the shchitas chutz shchita, the animal no longer is roi for shchita bifnim. Therefore, you can't say he did a shchitas chutz shchita. Don't say that. Why? Let's see his conclusion. He says, "Dekevan de'ein sham psul acher ella deshchute chutz levado ikala meimar b'hachi de'b'hachi chayev rachmano." So
that's just a finite action right there, and it's done.
That now he's saying by the case of the paraduma, or the case of shchutei chutz and avodah zara, the problem is there's another psul that comes in and messes it up. He's trying to do shchutei chutz, and something else comes in and messes up his shchita. Then we'll say that the whole shchita is no good. But you can't say that the psul of shchutei chutz is going to come in and mess up shchutei chutz. I mean, aval kishyesh psul acher imo oz yesh liftor afil lemandam yesh l'shchit b'nezov kevin de besov shchit avi kimechatech ofer balma. But we have to understand what is going on in this tosis. I mean, doesn't it sound pretty pasha to you? I mean, well, what are you going to say? The Torah can't make an Isser Shchutei Chutz if it holds Yeshon L'Shchitim B'Shchit V'Yatzov? It's like not possible? Wow, it doesn't sound like a good question to me. That's the Isser. And then his answer is, that's the Isser. I mean, what was his Havamina and what was his Maskana?
What is this? Like, is this like a question of getting, can God make a rock that he can't lift? I mean, what are we dealing with over here? Can the Torah make an Isser that it can't... that's going to destroy itself? Or can the Torah make an Isser of Shchutei Chutz despite the fact that Yeshon HaShchit HaMishchit HaSof? Or once the Yeshon HaShchit HaMishchit HaSof, it's impossible to... No, it sounds like a Pasha thing. That is the Isser itself. I mean, what was his question? His question is, Don't say that it can't. Don't say this will prove it, because you'll say it's impossible to have it. And his answer is no, it's not impossible to have it, because that itself is yisur. I mean, is that all he's saying over here, or was there a legitimate havamina that he's negating? Or is it just don't think this silly idea because this is an obvious point? I mean, the other Rebbeinu of Paris, he presents it more of a powerful question. You know, my point is like this. There still has to be, in this Tosos is, there's a certain way he's looking at Shchut Eichutz in the beginning that logically would be a problem. And he's telling you that's not the way to view Shchut Eichutz. But there is a view of Shchut Eichutz that it would be a problem. He's just telling you that's not the way to view Shchut Eichutz. But what are the two views of Shchut Eichutz is what I'm interested in. Well, what's the question answer? The question that if the Torah tries to make you chayav Shchut Eichutz, it'll self-destruct because it's illogical. And then the answer is it doesn't have to be logical. Or is there some other answer? The point is, like, you see from the case of Avodah Zarah, that it's not just an issur to do a maisa of mechakech. It's not just an issur to do the quote-unquote maisa shchita to a karban bachutz, because then we wouldn't care if it became a avodah zarah. At least in the beginning, he started the ma'aseh shchita, and there's no such thing as a real shchita here anyway. It's just like a ma'aseh, right? That's his question. So you see from that case over there, was he could have defined it simple and said there's no real halachic shchita that's required over here. It's just a like a ki'ilu shchita, like a pretend shchita. But then you wouldn't have a problem by the Avodah Zarah case, right? So you see that it really has a definition of shchita. The Torah is applying a true ma'aseh shchita to this issa. But then if it's a true ma'aseh shchita, it becomes impossible, right? So that's what you want to say. You want to say, no, it's neither one of those. It's neither one of those. The Isser of Shchut Eichutz itself creates its own identity of Shchita. It has its own shame Shchita. So therefore, you have to do this. You have to do, therefore, if you did the shame avodah, if the Avodah Zarah will passel it, because its own identity of shchita has to still work with the same rules of the regular shchita, but you can't say that there'll be a psul from its own identity. In other words, the havamina namaskana, or the point of clarification, is that don't learn from that gemara that it's the universal identity of shchita that's being applied to avodah zarah, to shchut eichutz, and that's why it's no good when it's avodah zarah. Because then it wouldn't even be good on its own terms, if you hold Yesh Nashchita Metchil Gatzov. But rather, the Torah, the Isser itself is creating a new form of Shchita, specifically for this Isser. But the logical structure of this form of Isser has to be the same as the regular structure of Shchita. Of this form of shchita is going to be modeled after the regular form of shchita. Therefore, if something else destroys it in the middle, it'll also be negated. But it doesn't have any bearing on the general question of yesh shchita mitzchila v'etzov. What does he have? This is not a shchita that's producing hechsher. That's not the nature of this shchita. Being a parrot, also he spells that a little bit more, right? He says the cave and the chi shochet le porta osra vidach machatif afrahu velo mechayev cave and lo chazi le bias ol moed. Right, he explains it more. Mi she roy le pesach ol moed v'chi tamed de mechayev a porta kama einze. Yeah, same thing like those says. So what's his name? Shema mina kevin the sof shchita bepisul ain't chila shchita, so nami chashiva shchita. Right. So that's the same thing as Tosas.
So he says, "V'yesh lomar devadai mishchute chutz lo motzi mochiach dekevan de'ein shame pisul acher ein sham pisul acher ela shchute chutz levad ein lomar shlo yischayev shchute chutz mishum desof shchita havi kimachatech baser ba'alma machmas pisul deshochet da'abachi chayev rachmano shochet b'chutz." The beinian acher lo meshkachas chiyav de shochei chutz. Ella kishiyesh pisul acher kimo kigon hashochei levazor ki ahid perak hashochei oz yesh liftor afil lemandam yesh na shchita mitchil v'yatzov kevan davi besof hashchita chimchatech afar. In other words, the point is this: the hainu sof hashchita bepisul. But I think that's the point he's trying to make. The same point that. There is a, don't think from that Gemara that it's the regular shame shchita. Then you'd have a problem of shchutei chutz. He said, no, the shchita of shchutei chutz is a shchita shchutei chutz. That is the iser. But the shchita shchutei chutz also has rules of what it is producing. It's producing an iser, it's not producing a heksher. But therefore it could also be destroyed in the middle. The Havamina was that you're either going to have a regular Maisa Shechita or just a Maisa Ba'alma. His maskana is no. The problem is if it's a regular Maisa Shechita, then it's always going to be destroyed. And if it's a Shechita Ba'alma, if it's just a Maisa Ba'alma, then who cares about the Avodah Zarah? So the answer is no. It's going to be a new... The Torah is instituting for this specific case, because there's no other way to do it, it's instituting in this specific case a shchitas psol. That is the very definition of the shchita. It's a shchitas psol. It's a shchitas psol of shchutei chutz. But that has to culminate in the shchutei chutz. That's what this one is producing. If something interferes with its ability to produce an entity of shchutei chutz, like avodah zarah, then you won't be chayav at all. You'll be putter. Why? That's what he calls it. He says you'll be putter. Because it'll be a patur. What'll be the patur? Because you also need to have, he also has the same conceptual setup of an extended maisa that produces a different type of a heksher. This heksher is heksher psul, as opposed to achila. But therefore, you'll still be stuck in the same problem of if some other... Notice, in terms of this shame of shchutei chutz, other psulim are going to be a pitur. Because it'll interfere with what this shchita is producing. If it interferes with that, then it destroys the maisa. And then even from the beginning, it's nothing. I realize why you guys were so confused yesterday, just parenthetically. I guess it's my fault. It was because I was saying it's not half kosher. That's what got you guys, that drove you guys crazy. An insane rage overtook the guys here. So, but the point is, the reason why I said that is because that's the only thing the Shechita is accomplishing. There is no physical reality that is correlating to. It's not correlating to any physical reality which is the heksher. It's the maisa shchita which is the heksher. That's it, as opposed to hazaos, for instance. It's the seven maisa independent maisa hazaos, each one actually is contributing to a completion of like yomim, or like there's like a series of actions, and when you have completed those physical affects. Complete the Tara. But each one is a complete shame and kiyum.
He had a kiyam of one hazah. He had a kiyam of two hazahs. When he has a kiyam of his seven hazahs, that's the tara. But there's no kiyam of a little cut, more cut, more cut. And those kiyumim now, it's not, no, the point is like this. When I'm using the term kiyum, I have to be a little more careful. What I mean to say is that there is a complete, when you say kiyum, it means to say there's a complete maisa. It means to say that the maisa has reached its effect. Now, the maisa of the hazah, what is its effect? It's not tara. The maisa of the hazah is to sprinkle the afer hapara on the person. Now, what's the purpose of all these maisos? That's ultimately, Torah says, if all of these actions have their proper kiyumim, then the tara will result. But he's not doing tara in each step. He's doing a maisa of the process. Whereas by the shechita, It's not that the Torah is saying there are an infinite number of tiny maisios that have an infinite number of little effects, and when you accumulate all of those effects, that has the product of kosher. So that's why I was saying it was by the hazaos, yes, he is half sprinkled. Because that's what you're trying to achieve. You're trying to achieve full sprinkle. Right? I don't mean, it's not an ice cream cone. But you're trying to achieve full sprinkled. Right? So now it's half of what you're trying to achieve. Now, if you achieve all of them, then the Xeris HaKosav is that he's a Tara. He's a Tara. But by the Shechita, you're not trying to achieve any. There's no culmination to the maisa at all. In any smaller steps, it's a shear in the singular act itself. If he is a shochet, then the animal is kosher. What defines him as a shochet is a certain shear in that maisa, but it's not a series of effects. There's no kiyum before. There's no kiyum at all of any maisa beforehand. Be like if a guy picks up the dalad minim separately. He'll be yotzei. Now, he's not going to be yotzei until he picks up the last one, obviously. But the mitzvah is to pick up dalad minim. You don't have to pick them up with vas avas. So each one is like a full maisa. Now, if he has a full maisa on all of the components of the mitzvah, then he has a quote-unquote kiyam ha-mitzvah. But each maisa has its own kiyum to that maisa in terms of the structure of the mitzvah. So sometimes you have like those two steps over there. That you will have fulfilled the mitzvah's dalad minim when you did a netila of each one. So what's his state when he did netila on three? Well, he was osik. He has been osik in the maisa of this mitzvah the entire time. Because the fulfillment of the mitzvah is when he does four maisei netila. So when will he be yotzei? When his shear of netila is full. When his maisei netila are complete. So he has one, two, three. Now in the fourth one, it's going to come out that he did the last one. Okay. But that means to say that he also did the first, second, and third. So they're all viewed as part of the maisa. But why? Because the kiyama mitzvah is specifically to do four maisa in atila. That is the mitzvah. That's like reading the Megillah. He's not yotzei until he reads the last word. You see, he wasn't involved in mitzvahs, mikra, Megillah until the last word. Of course he was. He's not yotzei until the last word. Okay, because the mitzvah is to accomplish the enunciation of a certain number of words in a certain order. That is the mitzvah. It is discrete. it lends itself to discrete components. And I could read, stop, read, 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 and I have definitely involved in the, there's no question, yeshna l'kriya mitchila v'etzof. There's no question, because that's what the kriya is. I'm yotze when I have accomplished a certain amount of kriya. Or it's, I'm yotze when I have actualized a certain amount of kriya. All right, so when I did the last letter, the last word, that is the completion of the maisa that I was doing up to now. But the point still is ex post facto. What do I say about the person? That he read all of the components of the Megillah in the proper order. Right, but by the shechita, all we say is the singular maisa shechita was accomplished, not that he cut all the necessary parts of the neck that were required. The shechita is an indivisible maisa. It's not. Now, of course, the maisa itself has a certain description and certain requirements, but it's not like a component piece. It's not like components. It's not a matter of accomplishing a certain shear of destruction of the neck. And then each one is building. That's not how shechita works. That's not what the idea of shechita is. That's all I meant when I say it's not half kosher, because there's nothing else that you're achieving. Whereas the Megillah is half read. And what does it mean to be Yotze? Fully read. Okay, so I did exactly half of what I need to do. But but half shechted is zero. There's nothing that is omade and waiting for completion when I did half of a shechita. I didn't. There's no reality to a half of a shechita. It's just chituch basar. It comes out if I do chituch basar in a continuous way with a certain description. It's transformed into a whole different halachic maisa. But that halachic maisa only exists when I view it in its complete form. But picking up the lulav, the hadasim, the aravos, the esrogim, each one has actually the description and the accomplishment of what the mitzvah itself demands.
It'd be analogous to like picking up the